Okay, my peep. Let me guess how your day started. You opened your laptop, you looked at your to-do list, and immediately felt behind. Before you even started, before you even took that first sip of coffee, before you ever said good morning to yourself. And here's the wild part. That list is not what determines your success today. Your energy is. Because you can have the most perfect to-do list in the world, and if your energy is off, none of it works. Hello, my beautiful peeps. Welcome to Workday Playdate with Improve It. I am your host, Erin Deal. And this month, we are talking all about careers. At Improve It, we call a workshop that we have Career 101, but we're really talking about the fundamentals of your career, about all the possibilities. Because when you're early in your career or even in just a new season of your career, everything can feel like pressure. Pressure to perform. Pressure to prove yourself, pressure to get it right. What if we flip that, y'all? What if instead of focusing on proving, we focused on possibility? Because possibility is truly where growth happens. And today's episode is called Your Energy at Work is Greater Than Your To-Do List. And this is something I had to learn the hard frickin' way. Because I really, truly used to believe that if I just worked harder, if I checked more boxes, did more things, that that would equal success. But what I realized is this. People don't respond to your checklist. They respond to your energy. Your team feels your energy. Your clients feel your energy. Your ideas are shaped by your energy. So today we are going to talk all about how to shift it, because when your energy changes, everything else follows. Here's the problem, y'all. We have been trained to focus on output. What did you get done? What did you check off? What did you complete? And while those things matter, they are not the full picture. Because you can check off every single thing on your list and still feel disconnected. You can still feel drained. You can still feel like something is missing. And here is why. Your to-do list measures your activity. Your energy determines your impact. Let me say that again for y'all, because that one hits deep. Your to-do list measures your activity. Your energy determines your impact. Write that one down. You have probably experienced this. You walk into a meeting, you have low energy, you're distracted, you're rushing, and then the entire meeting feels off. I literally just did this last week on a Zoom call. My camera wasn't working. It was just funky. We had to just go on audio. And I tell you what, I got off that call and I was like, this did not feel right. This was weird. And it was because of my energy. You've had the same agenda, you got the same people, you got different energy, you've got different outcomes. And especially when we're talking about our early career stages or just even a new season of our career, when everything feels like you need to move to prove yourself, we go, instead of releasing, to doing more. But here's the epiphany. What actually moves the needle is showing up differently. We've been conditioned. We have literally been conditioned to think if we work harder and do more, things will shift. But I'm here to tell you what will change the game is showing up differently. All right, my peeps, going to take a quick break in the show. Thank you for listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. We'll be right back with a few words from our sponsors. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now let's get back to the show. So here's the shift. Your energy creates possibility. That's just it. Research shows us that positive emotional states increase creativity. They increase problem solving and collaboration. And when people are energized, they think more broadly. They generate more ideas. They connect more easily with others. And in early career stages, or really any stage, that matters. Because your career is not built on tasks. It's built on relationships. It's built on conversations. And it's built on how people experience working with you. All of that is energy. It is not forced productivity. It's not fake enthusiasm. It's intentional energy. It's your presence. It's your curiosity. It is your willingness. And that's why this month on the show, when we talk about Career 101 and possibilities, we're focusing on something deeper. It's not just what you do, but it is how you show up. So before I walk you through how to shift your energy, I do want to share something we created specifically for this stage of growth here at Improve It. And if you don't know what Improve it is the company I founded. We are a professional development company who is improv infused, and we're here to help you in the new generation of work. So we have a workshop called Career 101, and this is for individuals and teams who want practical, real-world tools to show up more effectively in their day-to-day work. Now, this workshop can be delivered in person for groups of up to 100 people or virtually for groups of up to 50. And it's highly interactive. It's super high energy. And our facilitators, who are so amazing, guide participants through activities and customized debriefs centered around one simple idea. Positivity plus perseverance equals possibilities. Now, participants will learn how to use positivity in their day-to-day tasks, how to do a great job even when no one is watching, and how to get the most out of their experience by building connections and learning as they go. Because your career is not just about what you produce, it is about how you grow. And you can learn more at learntoimproveit.com. If you would love for us to come to your organization, we would love to meet you. We would love to work with you, again, virtually or in person. You can learn more at learntoimproveit.com. So let's talk about how to shift your energy starting today. Here is a 5-step framework that I have put together for you on how to shift your energy while at work. So here is step 1. Check your energy before you check your list. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Check your energy before you check your list. So before you even open your laptop, before you even look at your calendar, before you start your day, I want you to ask yourself one question. What is my energy right now? Because awareness is the first step. If you're already overwhelmed, you're already rushing, you're already stressed, that energy will follow you into everything you do. I have this entire morning routine that I literally do every single day without fault to check my energy before I check anyone else, before I check my list, before I open email. And one of the questions that I get really clear on is, what is my intention today? What is my intention today? What is my energy going to be today? And I'll do this while I'm either on a walk or in my meditation little closet, and I'll ask myself, what is the energy? And right now I'm focusing on this mantra, I will receive good news today. And so I'm always saying, I will receive good news today. And today what came up for me, I'm just going to do this for you in real time. I will receive good news today and have fun. That's my intention. That's my energy I want to bring to today. Have fun. That's like the whole point, you know? So I want you to really start there with step 1. Pause, reset, take a breath, take a beat. That alone will show you how you can show up, and it will change it. You have the answers already inside of you. So you don't need to look to an oracle deck, or you don't need to look to some guru. You literally have the wisdom already inside of you to know this answer. Take a second, close your eyes. What energy do I need today? What do I need to bring today? And see what comes up for you. Step 2, choose your energy intentionally. So you can choose it. You can't always control your circumstances. We can't control what we hear in the news. We can't control outside circumstances. But what we can control is our attitude and our effort. So when you ask yourself that question, how do I want to show up today? I want you to get really clear and have one word. So my one word was fun. I want you to think about that one word, pick it, allow it to come to you, and then let that guide your actions. I'll say this. Some days the words are patient. Some days the word might be fun like today. Some days the word might be gratitude. Some days the word, like, it just depends on where you're at in that moment. But I promise you, when you ask yourself, what do I need? And you're intentional about that. Oh my gosh, it changes everything. And on a side note, I didn't plan on telling you this, but I'm going to tell you, I start my day the same way every morning. I really do this. And I do this as fast as I can. Some days my husband is out of town and I'm taking my son to school. So I do it after I drop him off at school, which is really early. God forbid. It's literally, he's at school by 7, 10 a.m. But on days that my husband is here and I'm able to get up and just go to my morning routine, I'm always checking in with my family, but I'm starting my day the way I want to start it, which again, I love my son. Okay, let me just say that. But I'm saying when I'm able to just do me, I am literally choosing movement. Movement is medicine for me. And in that movement, by walking on a treadmill or walking outside, I am saying 10 things that literally were joyful that I received the day before. So 10 wins, 10 things that were good news or joyful for me for the day before. I'm saying 10 things that I'm grateful for. And I have 10 mantras that I repeat every single day. And then after those mantras, I say, I will receive good news today. And I let my guidance system give me that word for the day. I also write down a list of things I want to happen that day, not a to-do list, but a list of things that I want to co-create with the universe. And I'm getting a little woo on you, but this is real. And I will tell you, 9 times out of 10, most of them come true. So step two, choosing your energy intentionally. Got off on a tangent there. Step three, you're going to focus on connection over completion. So your to-do list is about tasks. Your energy is about people and how you move through the world. So instead of asking yourself, what do I need to get done? Ask yourself, who do I want to connect with? Because one meaningful conversation can move your career forward more than 10 checked boxes. Let me tell you that. Connection. Connection over completion. I'm telling you right now, life is about relationships. You're not going to have your to-do list on your deathbed. You will have the people around you if you're lucky, that love you and support you. And you'll have all the people who think fondly of you and what you brought to the world if you focus on that connection. All right, we've gotten through steps 1 through 3. Now we're coming into step 4. Okay, if you're listening to this show, this should be easy because you press play for a reason. You press play to play, okay? Press play to play it. Write that down. We're gonna get a t-shirt with that one. So step 4 is bring play into the process. So you know what's coming. This is workday play date. But energy shifts when play is present. I'll tell you what, anytime I'm on a call or having a conversation and I'm laughing and it's joyful, oh my gosh, energy is there. It's so good. So try something new. Ask a creative question. Approach a task like an experiment instead of an obligation, but play opens possibility. I always ask this to our guests on the show at the end of every episode. I say, what are you going to do to make your workday more playful today? It's fascinating to me what people say. And I just recorded today, this when I'm recording this, the show, and the woman said, I'm going to go out to dinner with some friends and I'm going to buy their kids candy to take home. And I was like, wow, that is awesome. And also, like, good for you. You're getting candy, but she's connecting, right? Most of the play that we do is some type of connection, whether it's with a loved one, whether it's, you know, we're doing a dance party in our kitchen alone, it's connection. So what are you going to do to make play a part of your process and a part of your day today? I want you to really think about that right now as you're listening to this. What are you going to do today to make play a part of the process? So I'll tell you, this morning I went for an awesome run outside. It was joyful. I was so happy to be there. I did my morning thoughtful mindfulness moment. And then tonight, my son and I are going to take our dog for a walk, and then we're finishing High School Musical 2, while eating dinner. We've decided we're doing a movie night. So I'm going to do that and then have a dance party with him. So that's not necessarily during my workday, but literally every day is a play date for me because we make it so. So bring play into your process. Step 5. This is so important. Oh, I just got to repeat it 7 times for you. End your day by measuring your energy, not your output. End your day by measuring energy, not your output. Energy is such a beautiful thing when you think about it. So instead of asking, what did I get done today? I want you to ask yourself, how did I show up today? How did I show up today? What's memorable for me about my day? Did I stay present? Did I bring energy? Did I create connection? Because honestly, that is what people remember. And I mentioned to you, I write down a list of joyful things from the day before. Joyful things usually include conversations with great people. They include opportunities to partner with people I really admire. They include just simple moments of connection in the kitchen with my family, reading my son a book. If you measure your energy and not your output, like instead of looking at the number of sales you brought in, what if you were like, oh, I had such a great day. I connected with my team in such a meaningful way today. We had such a fun team meeting. I got to sit on a podcast. I'm just talking about my day, but think about yours. I got to sit on a podcast and talk to an awesome, amazing guest. I got to talk to one of our favorite partners today who lights me up and makes me laugh. I got to take my dog on a walk at lunch. It was so beautiful. I got to connect with a friend who lives in Chicago, who's in Charleston over coffee this afternoon. I got to sit down with my son and watch a fun show and dance with him tonight. That's the measurement of success that we should live by. That is it. Let me say this. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a business owner. This is my livelihood. P&L reports and revenue do drive the success of our business. But when I take a look at what we've created, at the fun we've had, at the things we've gotten to do because of the fun that we bring to rooms and to spaces, when I take a look at the careers that I've gotten to impact and the partners I've gotten to partner with and the people who I've gotten to connect with who've listened to this show, that's what I'm taking with me. Numbers matter. Yes, people need livelihoods. But it's those in-between moments that really, really are what you're taking out of this life. And I know this is all about workday playdate, but I'm getting real woo with you in this moment. It's not even woo, it's just real. We're all here to learn lessons. We're not here to focus on numbers and spreadsheets and P&L reports as the end all be all. They are important, but they are not the end. The end is, how did you show up and who did you show up for? So my peeps, it's time for your playdate practice. Now that I just went to church, amen. This week, I want you to try one simple shift. Before your first meeting of the day, I want you to pause. I want you to ask yourself, okay, what energy am I bringing? And choose it. Think about exactly the word that comes to you in the top of the moment. Think of that word, hold that word. Don't focus on the task, focus on your energy. Decide how you want to show up and then carry that energy into the room. Because when your energy changes, your experience changes. And when your experience changes, your results follow. So thank you so much for joining me on this Workday Playdate. I want you to remember that your to-do list matters, but your energy matters more, because your energy is what creates connection. It creates opportunity. It creates possibility. And that's what Career 101 and all of the stages we come through in our careers are really all about. I will see you, my peeps, on the next Playdate. Thanks for playing.